Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path. The Bible often uses comparisons and contrasts to help us understand. Hi, I'm Forrest Ritchie. Thanks for joining us on aplainpath.wordpress.com. Haven't you noticed it that often the Bible will compare two things, two opposites, to help us understand both of them a little bit better? Oftentimes, the Bible will compare good and evil to help us understand both of those things. You know, the sin in the garden gave us the capacity to know good and evil. It didn't give us the ability to perform, to do good, and to get away and to not do evil. That comes from our salvation with Jesus Christ. But to get back to that notion of comparing good and evil, let's turn to the book of Psalms. Psalm 37, starting in verse 37, "Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him." Good and evil. We understand the concepts. How does one do good and how does one avoid the evil? Well, it comes down to the fact that we have to trust God. We trust him. Our salvation is in him. And through him, we understand what good really is. And we have the power to do good because of him.
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.